Republicans convened in the Wausau area this weekend for their annual state convention. National Party Chairman Reince Priebus, Governor Scott Walker, and Congressman Paul Ryan shared the stage. This was an off-year event that is a year distant from last spring's run-up to the gubernatorial recall and a year away from the 2014 election for governor. UW-Madison political scientist Charles Franklin is with us this morning to discuss this year's event. Good morning, Professor.
Good morning, Bob.
What purposes, in general, do state conventions serve, in your opinion?
State conventions are partly the same kind of show we see at national conventions, a rally for the party. But they're also a point for office holders and office seekers and party activists from around the state to meet each other and network. And through the speeches, even if they are, closely planned speeches, you also hear some of the issues that are confronting the party and different approaches to how to deal with them. I think this weekend's Republican convention had a bit of both of those things.
What do you think they're focusing on most at this point? Would it be winning more slots in the state legislature, retaining the governor's office, or claiming more House seats at the national level?
I think here in the state, we saw a good bit of congratulations to themselves for Governor Walker's successful victory in the recall, and especially taking back the state Senate and retaining or strengthening control of the state assembly. There was very little mention made of the presidential or the U.S. Senate races, which were won by Democrats in November. But the party is focused on the recall and the state legislative races as real strength. I think what we heard in some of the speeches were echoes of some of the divisions in the national party about how to respond nationally to the defeat in the presidential race, as well as the issues of immigration in particular, where we did see a little bit of conflict at the convention.
Let me kind of weave a couple of questions together here. One is regarding the diversity of opinion within the party. How much is there? And kind of alongside that, do Tea Party people play much of a role in the state Republican Party at this time?
Well, I think there is some divisions. The Tea Party movement growing out of 2010 and opposition to health care reform is still certainly an element of the party, but as an organization is much more scattered around the state rather than centralized in a typical party structure. So that makes the Tea Party influence a little more subtle, perhaps. But you hear Tea Party themes echoed by many of the leading Republicans. But I think this weekend we saw more of a focus on Governor Walker's agenda. He went to the convention and echoed his themes on a tax cut in the state, expanding voucher schools statewide, or at least to 9 communities across the state. And so we saw those kinds of issues up. But we also saw the debate about what immigration reform was. Did it constitute amnesty, or did it constitute an opening to a large constituency that the GOP needs? I think that conflict between various factions within the party reflects the diversity of views, and immigration reform becomes just one of the, key landmarks that you can see that difference.
One last thing, and that is the convention included a training session for activists. How much training do they need? They, given the results, for instance, of the recall election, it appears as if they're already organized and pretty knowledgeable.
Well, I think parties always want more training, if you will. There were many phone calls, of course, made by both parties, and lots of door knocks and so on. But I think one of the stresses in the Republican Party is the idea that outreach to groups that are currently voting strongly Democratic needs to increase. And the evidence is that the most successful way you can do that is person-to-person contacts. Robocalls don't cut it. Impersonal mailers don't cut it. The best thing you can do is have a personal conversation with someone. And I think that's part of the training in the GOP and in the Democratic Party as well. Both are emphasizing that kind of person-to-person campaigning.
UW-Madison political scientist Charles Franklin with us this morning discussing this weekend's state Republican convention in the Wausau area. Thanks for joining us, Professor.
Thank you.